You asked for it. Here's an updated Suno tutorial. So where am I? I'm at suno.com/me. Okay, we'll check the address bar.
https://suno.com/me.
Okay, so let's click the upload button.
Dialog, button upload.
Upload
button,
again.
Open dialog file name.
Paste my audio.
Suno AI Music, Google Chrome window, Suno AI Music document, button upload audio, dialog, clickable close button, dialog, button close.
And hit B for save.
Button, start over button, save button, clickable dialog, make something with your audio, cancel button.
And we wait.
Dismiss success on details updated successfully, dismiss success on details updated successfully, blank upload audio button.
Okay, so we're here, and the table has come back in focus. From the previous tutorial, you may remember that when you upload a song, there's a nice table that appears. Great. So we have our table, and I hit T to get to that table.
Out of songs property, page 20 clips table with 20 rows and one column, 20 clips.
And then I will stop using the virtual cursor.
20 clips table.
And I'll go down.
One item selected. Place on your upload days, move as it.
There's the thing. I'm going to hit the right arrow.
Place on your upload days.
And it's giving me a bit of a blurb and whatever else. I'm going to press the application key or Shift F10. Now, this is where things start to differ. There is actually buttons and a menu at the bottom of the screen. We need this menu. So let's turn virtual cursor back on and go to the bottom.
Out of table button, move the trash.
And if I go up.
Button share, button visibility, button on the tail, button publish, button move the word, button add to playlist, button add to queue, button get stems, button create, button remix slash edit.
I want to click remix edit and then go down.
Button get stems, button add to, button add to, button move, button publish, button on the tail, button visibility, button share, button download, button record, button move the button open in studio.
And you see even more buttons after the move to trash. That used to be the bottom of the window.
Button open editor, button cover, button extend, button cover.
I'll click cover. Okay.
Clickable.
And it has brought up the edit fields at the top of the screen. So if I do control home.
Button, clickable, write some lyrics, button, add lyrics, e.t, make it sound happier, edit.
And
electronic synths.
There they are. So what I'm going to do is actually just press B and just have it cover and not change a thing. I just want to keep this short.
Button, add style, pop button, add style, search song type, open workspace, create song button, create song button, create song button.
Okay, song creating, and I'm not going to do any more than that. Now, previously, you'd hit T for table, and the old table would appear.
Table clickable button.
But you notice it does not tell me that there are rows and columns, just table clickable.
No next table.
And if I try to navigate using table commands,
not a table, not a table cell.
It doesn't think it's in a table at all. And if I go down arrow,
clickable graphic line, cover artwork.
Then it says cover not artwork and all this. It's not very nice. So what we have to do, actually, is go to the top and click library to return to the normal table.
Button.
Okay, I've clicked the library. Now do we have the normal table back?
Songs property page 20 clips table with 20 rows and one column 20 clips.
There it is. Okay, so let me go down one.
Clickable row one column one button.
And then do NVDA down. Sorry, control alt down arrow.
Clickable row two button. Clickable row three button 125 graphics on image playlist. Upload days, move as.
Right, so that's that. Let's hear a bit of that. I'll just press space. Okay, that's the original. Let's do
clickable row two button.
Up one row, play one of the covers. And the other one.
Clickable row one button.
Cool. So I want to download that. So first things, turn off the virtual cursor and right arrow.
You are your cover link.
Application key.
One item selected. Selected.
It says one item selected. Turn back on virtual cursor. Go to the bottom.
Out of table button, move the trash.
Go up.
Button report, button download.
Click on download and press space. Go down.
Button, button, move the trash, button, MP3 audio.
Okay, so there's MP3.
Button, audio.
There's Wave.
Button, Video Pro.
Video Pro.
Button, Video Pro.
And unlike Udio, that cannot download right now, we still can with Suno. So, just for the sake of argument, let's click on the MP3.
Button, MP3 audio, unknown.
And press space.
Save dialog, file name, combo box, lab, set, selected, your MP3.
And I press enter.
Suno, I use it, Google Chrome window,
file saved. So there's your updated Suno tutorial. Quick, dirty, ugly, but at least you have a bit more idea how you can carry on using it like the good old days.